From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Talks attempting to agree on an interim government for Liberia continued in neighboring Ghana today. There appeared to be some progress. The struggle has centered around who will lead the government in Monrovia and how to secure the country for humanitarian assistance. West African mediators hope to establish a government that would take over by October. We have two reports concerning Liberia tonight. First, we go to NPR's Jason Bobian in Monrovia, who says there appears to be movement in the talks.
It looks like they're getting close to actually having a deal that's going to be acceptable to all sides. The main sticking point had been that the primary rebel group, the Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, LURD, had said that they wanted the top post. They wanted to be president. And this was new. They hadn't said that until after President Charles Taylor went into exile. And it had brought the talks almost to the brink of collapse. Now they've withdrawn that demand. They said that they're willing to accept some other upper-level positions and allow civilians to take over in the top post in the administration. And the expectation is that in the next couple of days, they could have a deal which announces who the new leader is going to be that's going to go over in October and most of the upper-level cabinet posts.
At the peace talks, Jason, what did they say about protecting the humanitarian situation, which has, of course, been pretty fragile?
All sides have agreed that they are going to allow humanitarian aid organizations to operate freely, and that this was one of the main concerns of the humanitarian groups, is that much of the country is not controlled by the government. It's controlled by rebel forces, and also they were concerned about problems in some of the government areas with government militias. All sides have now said that they will respect the humanitarian aid organizations, they'll stop looting their trucks, they'll stop looting their supplies, and allow them to operate freely throughout the entire country.
Given the peace talks in Ghana and the peacekeepers' presence in Liberia, Jason, is anyone talking about real prospects for peace yet?
People are talking about real prospects for peace, but it's cautious. It's a cautious optimism here.
NPR's Jason Bobian speaking to us from Monrovia, Liberia. Thanks very much, Jason.
You're welcome.